more ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN, your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Mester.
And good evening, Milwaukee County. Thank you for tuning in to a special edition of Inside the County Board as we welcome our new Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman, Marina Dmitrievich. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me here.
I know it's been an exciting few weeks, Madam Chair. It was 3 weeks ago that you were selected by your peers on the county board to serve as chairwoman. And I want to offer my congratulations to you from inside the county board. That's a great honor to be selected for that position by your colleagues on the board. So 8 years ago, you were elected to represent the 4th Supervisory District. That's parts of Bayview and Milwaukee South Side. And now you have achieved the position of chairwoman, and you're the youngest chair in Milwaukee County history and only the second woman. Mm-hmm. So how's it been so far?
Well, it's been a lot of work. It's exciting. I truly want to thank my colleagues for choosing me. And I have made a promise to them that every day I'm going to do the best job that I can to project a positive image of Milwaukee County and the Milwaukee County Board. It is historic. You mentioned that, being the youngest and being only the second woman. So I am very different. I'm very different from all of my predecessors. And with that, I bring a different way of doing things. And I think we've already gotten off to a very great start.
It's very difficult to get a majority on the board to vote for chair. How did you do it?
Well, a few people have said to me, it went 24 rounds. And then I, in my positive way, I said, well, last time it was double as long.
So. That's right. We're improving.
So we're improving. And, you know, I think it doesn't mean division or dissension. I think it's a very important decision. It's a decision that my colleagues are making for 4 years. It does come with some perceived power. I use that word cautiously. I have to make committee assignments and whatnot, and I'm the head of this department. So I think people thought long and hard about who they were going to choose to lead the way, and I'm just so glad that it was me.
In running for chair, the candidates were all asked to provide statements of candidacy for their colleagues to see, and in yours, you mentioned that you've hosted over 140 town hall meetings since you were elected. And you also indicated you're interested in rebranding the county board and building coalitions with the municipalities. How do you do that?
Yeah, and I think this gets to your original question about how did I do it? How did I secure the votes? I think I've been known as a supervisor for being a coalition builder, a team player, which is what I've been using that word a lot lately. We are a team. And my positive attitude and hard work ethic are some of the reasons why I was chosen. That plays into the statement of candidacy. And I think something I said during my speech running for chair is that I want to be a better listener than a speaker. I think I'm a pretty good speaker, but we can all always be better listeners. And I've learned that in conducting so many listening sessions. I'm going to take that same attitude to being chairwoman. And that's where I have unveiled my chat with the chair concept. And before the end of 2012, after a couple extra miles on the car, we will be visiting every municipality in Milwaukee County and doing just that, listening.
And very soon, you're going to be announcing the first one in Franklin. Mm-hmm. That'll be your first stop out of the 19 municipalities, which is the far southwestern corner of the county. And then after that, you're looking to have one somewhere in the North Shore. So
correct.
Those will be the first ones you'll be rolling out. I just want to mention, go back to the chair election that day on April 16th. We had these 24 rounds of balloting, and in the last couple of ballots, things were really trending your direction. Some people were heading your way. And when that last vote was taken and you found out you're the chair of the board, mm-hmm. and the burdens of such office fall upon your shoulders, what was that like for you personally?
I've been asked this a few times, and I think, I've also run a couple of campaigns, nothing ever like running for chair. So I've run my campaigns for election and re-election, but running for chairperson was definitely unique. And why I bring up campaigns is that you always need something to motivate you. And one of the things that motivated me was envisioning myself, positive reaffirmation of that day, that moment, and being there. But I can tell you, no matter how many times I envisioned it and played it over my mind, when it happened, it was like I had never envisioned it. And it
yeah.
was just a millions of emotions, and it was just joy. And I think having my mother and father and my husband and my children sitting behind me, looking at them, because it was a long road, triggered many emotions. a lot of hugs from my colleagues. And then as soon as that 1 minute was over, we got right to work and I had to handle the rest of the meeting.
Yeah. And that's something that people may not realize is when you're elected chair, you are immediately mm-hmm. assuming control of the meeting and presiding over the county board at that time. And you also, and this is Inside the County Board, here is the name of the show, we wanted to share some inside information. When you become chairwoman, mm-hmm. you immediately go into the chairperson's office, and it's like this empty office. Yeah. There's a desk in there and some office supplies, but you know, it's kind of like there you are immediately, mm-hmm. and you aren't able to get anything ready. So even just the most mundane things like getting letterhead and,
right.
you know, figuring out staff appointments and how everything is going to be organized, that you're not able to plan for it like someone who's elected in a election from mm-hmm. the voters, for instance. So what was that like?
Well, since it is inside the county board, I'll share some insight. You know, that first day was a whirlwind, but my next day coming into the office, which would be my first day, full day, I was so unfamiliar with that office that I didn't even know how to turn the lights on. I had to have one of the assistants there help me.
You didn't even have a key, right?
Right, I didn't have a key. And, so things were changing. And it is a very nice office. It's very comfortable. What I did right away, rather than even getting comfortable in my own office, is I began to meet with supervisors. And within, I believe, 3 or 4 days, we met with every single supervisor.
So 17 meetings, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I put that first to getting comfortable because I figured I had work to do and I would always get comfortable.
All right, let's talk about what has happened since then, now that you've gotten your early taste of what it's like to serve as chairwoman of the board. Is it what you expected it would be? Is it different? How mm-hmm. does it compare with what you were thinking of?
Well, it's just very interesting and challenging to, you know, you're obviously I'm still a supervisor, of course, and I'm representing my District 4 proudly. Every single day, and balancing that with being chairwoman. I'm not willing to compromise either one. That's a lot more work. So I do get a little additional staff, and that's been very helpful. One of the first things I did was hire a chief of staff. That's Miss Kelly Bablich. I'm very proud to have her on. And, you know, the biggest surprise to me is as one of formerly 19 supervisors, now 18, I was just thinking about my district. You know, that's what we're there to do. Well, now as the county board chairwoman, I'm thinking of the entire county. I'm probably going to go to places in this county that I've never even been to. I'm trying to represent all citizens of Milwaukee County in a more direct fashion. And I think probably one of the most challenging things to me is that I've never had the position of being a department head. Now I am the department head of nearly 50 employees on any given day. And that's a very new role for me. And I will end that part with saying, I am smart enough to know that I don't know everything. And it's still, I'm learning every single day, and that's back to me being a good listener. I have still a lot to learn.
Well, and the hiring of Kelly Bablich, who was the Assistant Intergovernmental Relations Director, you hired her as Chief of Staff as one of your first actions, and that position is your top appointment. It's your top advisor and also the person who provides administrative oversight of the staff of the board. So that's a key appointment. And I wanted to make sure the listening audience understands just kind of how things are structured in the mm-hmm. county board office. You also had a lot of media interviews. And
oh, yeah.
Way more than you were accustomed to as a supervisor. How has that been?
Well,
this is one of them, of course, where another media interview for you.
Mm-hmm. And the very first interviews that we did was the day after being elected. We got going at 6 a.m. in the morning, and I had a radio interview with public radio as well as WTMJ. And, you know, I had not even been 24 hours. So that was a taste of what was ahead and in store for me. I've met with various print media. There's been very few requests that I haven't been able to accommodate. Obviously, there's scheduling challenges, but part of us rebranding the county board is making sure that we have a very positive focused voice in media. So I've done the best that I can. And yeah, it's very different. I mean, there's a media kind of type of interview or interaction almost every single day. So as a woman, I need to make sure I always look prim and proper. So I'm carrying a makeup bag with me. Just for all the ladies listening, I want to make sure that I have the best face on to represent Milwaukee County. Also, Harold, I want to mention, since we're talking about media, I believe that, especially because it's still new with social media.
Sure.
I think I'm one of the first chair people to have an official Twitter and Facebook page. And we launched that and we're well over 100 likes. which means people want to listen in and know what we're up to. And I think it's a powerful tool. I've used it as a supervisor. People feel connected. They feel like they have an insight. And, you know, another good part of it is it's free.
You're quickly closing in on the amount of likes the county executive Abley has on his Facebook page. So we'll see if he's listening tonight, because maybe we'll hear some response from him on that. But let's stick around. We're going to take a quick break. We'll have more from Chairwoman Dmitrijevich after these messages on News Talk 1130 WISN.